Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Facebook and what's going on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is none other than Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you tonight live from the DMV. I love to say the DMV, the Baltimore area. Listen, guys, I'm so grateful to be here. I wasn't with you guys last week. I took a break. I took a vacation, and it felt so good. It felt so good to get away for a while. And, you know, it feels good to be back here. It feels good to give this message that the Lord has laid on my heart to give tonight. So those who've come through, I just want to say thank you so much for coming through. Those who have been supporting my ministry, those who've been supporting and hanging out with me, coming to see me here on Blog Talk Radio and giving advice. Not just giving advice, but, you know, sharing as we do share here. So it feels good to be here. I'm going to turn things around this way a little bit. Yeah, so I do have to say that I am grateful. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. Let me make sure we get this thing right here. No. So, what's going on, Kathy? I want to say tonight I'm talking about tonight's discussion is never forsaken. I'm going to focus that tonight's discussion is never forsaken. So I just want to say thank you for those who came back, who came through because I wasn't here last week. And, guys, you know, I want to say thank you guys for rocking with me, for hanging with me. This has been one ride that I will never forget. And this has been a year. So with all those different things that are going on, all those different things that are happening, and that have been happening, I'm grateful to have you guys with me and coming through. Those who have come through to support and just lend a helping hand. I appreciate that. I appreciate it so much. I just want to let you guys know that I did not take anything well, granted, so I appreciate you guys coming through. Yeah, I wanted to fix that up just a little bit. Okay, so tonight, guys, I'm talking about Never Forsaken, and I love to hear what God has been doing in your lives, you know, and how you guys are doing in your walk with the Lord. I will tell you this. I needed that break last week, and I guess if you've been following me, you know I've been gone. And, you know, I just have to say that I'm in this place where, how many of you guys know that regardless of who's here and who's not there in your life, that God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you? You know, so tonight's message, of course, as I would say to anyone who's come through, and I've always said that this message is for me first, and I'm sharing this message with you, this discussion with you that God laid on my heart for me, and I hope that it blesses you wherever you are in your walk. You know, tonight's message is entitled Never Forsaken, because how many of you guys know that you are never forsaken? We are never forsaken, you know, and I praise God for life. I praise God for what he's given me. I praise God for understanding when it's time to take a break, when it's time to work, when it's not time to work. You know, but I have to say this, guys. We are in this thing together called life. We have to believe and trust. This is where our faith comes in. believe and trust that God has the best in store for us. Let me tell you this, guys. I've experienced and I've seen things that you only see in a lifetime sometimes. And I tell you, what we have, we should be blessed with what we have. You know, and I'm going to tell you this, you know, even when you feel like you're at your lowest, I want you to understand that your creator, the one who created you, is right there with you. God is right there with you. You might feel like what you're experiencing is too much and you cannot handle it, but I just want to encourage you tonight that it is not too much for God. Never forsaken. First of all, may Lord add a blessing to the readers. First of all, may Lord bless this time together tonight. Lord, I pray that you be in control. I pray that you would touch the hearts and minds of your people coming through tonight. Give you praise and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me tell you this, guys. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He can kill you. If he can steal what God's about to do in life, and if he can destroy you before you can even start doing what God wants you to do, guess what? He will do it. You know, let me tell you this. One of the things I've learned is this. Sometimes the people that you think have your back don't have your back. Sometimes you think that the people who would stand up for you will stand up, but guess what? One thing I've learned in this season, this past year, is that some won't. But one thing I'm encouraged about is that God never fails. And God, remind me, you're never forsaken. You're never forsaken. You know, in Psalm 37, chapter 25, it says this. It says, I was young and now I am old. And yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Well, their children begging bread. Let me tell you this. You know, my mother passed away about a year, almost a year. And now I haven't finished. I'm still in the process of going through some things. But, you know, God's bringing me along. And, you know, it says, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Sometimes, guys, we're reaping the blessings and the benefits of what our parents have gone through because, guess what, they have been righteous and they have walked before the Lord. And guess what it says? Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Let me tell you this. If you're walking in what you're walking in today, I want you to understand that sometimes the blessings that you are receiving are sometimes the blessings that God definitely has for you, but definitely for those who are righteous, who are walking rightly before God, who want and desire to do God's will. It says, look, I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Listen to this. Walk uprightly in your desires to do God's will. Listen, God will bless you. And it says, look, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. I'm so grateful for that blessing. I'm so grateful for that blessing passed down from my mother. She was righteous. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. I'm her son. And I praise God for the blessings. Listen, guys, are you laying up foundations for your children's children to be blessed? Listen, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're experiencing. Let me tell you this. You are not forsaken. I am not forsaken. You know, first point tonight is God cares, God loves. You know, sometimes it's hard to wonder or to perceive, like, how can God care, how can God love, because people are going through. But listen to this, guys. We go through so that God can get the glory in all of it. We experience life. We experience the ups and the downs. We experience the valley, the mountaintop experiences. We experience the valley experiences for a purpose. You see, God cares. You see, sometimes we have to check ourselves and remind ourselves, look, God cares. God is too good. Let me tell you this, guys. I've seen people who are struggling to make it. And we complain about some things that we have. Or guess what? There's someone out there who does not have what you have. So you might be complaining that you have not made it yet. You might be complaining this person has this and that person has that. But what has God blessed you with? Let me tell you this, God cares for you and God loves you. You know, I say this, like sometimes we have to check ourselves. Do a reality check. Some people don't have the things that you have. But yet, God is keeping you. But yet, you're still breathing. And yet, there's still more opportunities for God to use you to be a blessing to someone else who might be going through. Yes, God cares and God loves. You know, second point tonight is this. You will never learn if you never go through. If you don't experience some rough pains, you will never appreciate what God will do for you in the following season, in the up and coming season. You will never know if you're never willing to just say, you know what, let me learn. Let me be quiet. Let me sit back and let me learn what God is doing in my life. Let me pay attention. And I want to tell you this tonight. You're not alone. I want to tell you this tonight. You are not alone. You're not in this by yourself. You know, how many of you guys are really, really, you know, during this season, a lot of people sometimes experience seasonal depression and, you know, the seasons are changing and, you know, you're experiencing all these different things because the seasons are changing. You know, we have these upcoming holidays after we get past this month. We have Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. So it brings a time where people don't always do their best to strive, or they're dealing with a lot of issues because, you know, we're going through that season. But, you know, I just want to tell you this. You are not alone in this thing. You're never forsaken. You know, I just wanted to get up and share this message with you tonight. Because you might be going through that. You might be realizing, you know, you might not even understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling. But I just want to encourage you tonight that you are never forsaken. You know, I am never forsaken. Wherever you are, say, I am never forsaken. And then share that. You know, then go ahead and share that with someone else. And yeah, I want to ask you guys to share this this on your pages, those who do come through. I appreciate those who come through. Please share these on your pages. You know, I gotta say something else too. You know, it's what you do. What you do counts. How you think counts. What you tell yourself, positive self-talk. It works. Encourage yourself. So if you're feeling like you are by yourself and you are alone, I just want to encourage you tonight that you are not by yourself. I want to encourage you tonight that you are not alone, you know, in this thing called life, because life is going to happen, but it's what you do in this season of your life. It's what you do. It's how you do it. You know, listen, one of the things I'm encouraged about, and I had to encourage myself and be encouraged and allow myself to be encouraged, is that, you know what, it's okay, and it's going to get better. It's going to get better, but I want to tell you tonight, you're never forsaken. I want to tell you tonight that you are never, never, ever forsaken. You know, God loves you. God loves you. You know, I do have to say this. My third point is this. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says this. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Again, I'm going to read that again. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, even with our behavior at times, you know, God loves you and he wants his best for you. He wants his best for me. He wants his best for us. So listen to this. Are you willing to do God's will? You know, is it easy? Listen, one thing I'm going to tell you is this. It's not easy. But with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. But I just want to tell you tonight, you know, first point tonight is God cares. He cares. He loves you. You know, the second point, God forgives. You know, and what does this have to do with never forsaken? You know, sometimes, guys, we might feel like we're alone. We are alone and that God doesn't see us. But listen to this. Then you might think, God, does God want me? Guess what? God loves you. And God forgives. God forgives. You know, the God, now listen to this. And I really do believe this. God desires for us to release ourselves, to release people from the hurt they have caused us so that we can be free to live and to do his will. You know, some of us, we've carried hurt and pain for years. You know, I believe in this season, there's our responsibility is for us to work through those issues, to work through those pains, to work through those things that we are experiencing. We have to be willing to work. We have to be willing to do what God has called us to do. We have to be willing to say, you know what, let me forgive. Let me forgive. See, God forgives. God forgives. And is it easy? Sometimes, guys, we have to work through this. But, you know, God's desire for us is to what? Live and to be free. If we don't forgive, you know, it's like some of us are stuck in the bitterness of what the person did to us or how the person wronged us. You know, in this season, guys, listen, I want to encourage you to, for us, encourage us to work through those issues. Don't sweat the small stuff. See, some of us are right on the breakthrough of what God wants to do in our lives, but we allow the enemy that room to come in and the enemy that room to steal God's joy, to steal what God is trying to do in our lives, guys, we miss out. So it's very, very important that we understand that God forgives, and it's very important that we understand that God wants us to forgive. And that forgiveness is really for us. If someone has wronged you, that forgiveness is for you. It's for you. So you're not going to hold that bitterness, which is going to keep you from doing what God's called you to do. And some of us are like carrying around dead weight because of unforgiveness. It does not mean, forgiveness does not mean that person gets the opportunity to have a front place in your life anymore. It doesn't mean that. But it means that you are free and healed to do what God has called you to do. And if God leads you in that direction, cool. If God doesn't, you keep on living. You keep on living. But you know what? You live with love. See, God forgives. And I'm going to read this again. He desires for us to release ourselves and to release those people who have hurt us so that we can be free to live and to do his will. And listen, if you go and you ask forgiveness of the other person and they don't forgive you, guess what? If you've done your part, live. You know, I look at life a lot differently, and I think I've said this before, and I said something on my vacation, and I got in the pool, and I think I got in the pool. Yeah, and I got on, and I made a message. You know, guys, it's time out for all that legalistic stuff. You know, walk in what God's called you to walk in. Do what God has called you to do. God forgives, you forgive. You know, everyone always has something to say. But it's what you answer to. It's what you give power and credence to that makes a difference. But it's very important that you understand for yourself that God loves you. He cares about you. It's very important that you understand that God forgives. Now, in Luke chapter 6, he forgives so it can be an example for us to forgive. Luke, in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, it reads as follows. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. You know, listen, guys. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Sometimes, guys, we want God to forgive us, but we don't want to forgive each other. And we hold each other bound by, you did this to me, and you did that to me. Listen, guys, enough of that. God forgives. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. You know, and it might be hard. You might come up with every reason or purpose why you should not forgive. Again, forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness does not mean that you're saying, I'm going to ignore what you did. It says, you know, I'm going to give you grace. I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to keep on going. And I'm going to give you a clean slate. But it doesn't mean you're going to have front row seat. Again, God forgives. You forgive. And listen to this, Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, it reads and it says, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Hey, I forgive you. God bless you. Because guess what? I want God to forgive me. Because guess what? I am going to make some mistakes. And guess what? I'm going to need some forgiveness. You know, see, the thing about that, guys, we act like people are perfect. Guess what? People make mistakes. People are human. But when they make those mistakes and all those things, you know, if their heart is right and they come and they ask forgiveness, forgive them. Forgive them. It frees you. I tell you this, guys. I do not want to go through carrying dead weight and anger and bitterness and all these different things, bitter judgment, because I didn't forgive someone. And I want God to forgive me. So I'm forgive. God forgives. Now, tonight's message is entitled Never Forsaken. And I'm going to tie this thing all in so you can understand what I'm saying. First point tonight, God loves, God cares. Second point, God forgives. You know, listen, God forgave David, right? But David still had to reap the consequences of his disobedience and his behavior. Guess what? Moses. God loved Moses. When Moses said what he said when he hit that rock with that stick, do I have to bring water out of this? When he said that, you took the glory away from God. God said, just say it, and the words will come. You know, guess what? God forgave him, but guess what? He still reaped the consequences of his disobedience and behavior. Then think about Samson. He played around with the fire. Sometimes, guys, we play with the fire. So you're not going to catch me. You're not going to catch my secret. You know, Samson did that. But listen to this. God still blessed him. Repented. God blessed him. And Samson still did what he did at the end. God forgave him. He slept with a man's wife and had her killed. Had him killed. So he could be with her. You know, listen. God forgives. You have to believe that God wants the best for you. You have to believe that you can be forgiven. You have to believe that Jesus' death on the cross is good enough for you. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for you. This is mercy and grace. We didn't deserve it, but he did it just for you. You have to believe that God wants the best for you. And I know that there are a lot of people who are hurting. You might be hurting. You might be going through some things. You might be saying, Lord, why me? Why am I going through this? Why? It's like this person is blessed and I'm not blessed. Why am I expressing this? Listen, God is best for you. Walk in God's forgiveness. walk in God's forgiveness. And when you walk in God's forgiveness, you also get to a point where you say, look, I will forgive. I forgive, Lord. I forgive those who have hurt me. I forgive myself for some things I've done that I wish I wouldn't have done. I forgive myself. God forgives. You know, Jesus forgave Mary Magdalene, right? You know, he forgave her. They're ready to stone her. He's like, Jesus, like, let him who's not, without sin cast the first stone. We have these examples of forgiveness for a reason. God is concerned about your soul, and I want to tell you tonight, you're never forsaken. Why? Because God cares for you. Why? Because God loves you. And not only does God care, love, and forgive, God heals. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because listen, we can't heal ourselves. What's going on, Stephanie, on IG? What's going on? We cannot heal ourselves, but guess what? God heals. Have you ever met some people who love to stay in misery, love to stay in on the negative side? They love to stay in the, I'm the victim. Listen to this. God heals. Be healed. Be healed, be free, and do what God has called you to do. Live your life. You know, owe no one anything but to live your life unto the Lord. Live your life. Live. I am so grateful for the things that my mother instilled in me. Desire to live. Desire to want to be better. Desire to do better. The work ethic to work. You know, and I thank God. I thank God that I'm never forsaken. I thank God that God's not left me at all. And I praise the Lord for those people whom he has built up and placed around me. Those people I've encouraged and those people who have encouraged me during this season in my life. So I am so eternally grateful. God heals. God definitely heals. And I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for that. You know, does it mean, listen, they're going to be on some rough days. But guess what? I'm encouraged today to understand and know that regardless of what I'm going through, I'm never forsaken. I'm never forsaken. I'm never forsaken. You are never forsaken. In Psalm chapter 147, verse 3, it reads, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Mm. If I were to keep on going, it says, he determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him and who put their hope in his unfailing love. Let me read that again. The Lord delights in those who fear him and who put their hope in his unfailing love. You know, God heals. Listen, God is able to heal the hurts in your heart. He will heal the brokenhearted in his time. Yes, that's Brian. That's powerful. And that's what Psalm 147. That's Psalm 147. I am coming tongue tied right now. Psalm 147, verses 3 through 11. You know, so there it is right there. You know, amen, amen, Brian. You know, yeah, Brian, it's powerful. You know, it is so powerful. It is so powerful. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put hope, their hope in his unfailing love. Listen to this. Keep God, keep his praise on your lips. God never forsakes you. He will never forsake you. He heals. He heals. And your healing can be someone's breakthrough. Your healing can be someone's breakthrough because there might be someone who is connected to you or someone you might come across. And guess, yeah, you see that, sis? You know, your healing can be someone else's breakthrough. Yes, yes, yes. I love you, sis. I love you, Tanya. You know, yeah, I love that. I love that. That tan, I love it, love it, love it. So when you're going through something and you're experiencing life and you're experiencing pain, guess what? When you share what you're experiencing with someone else, guess what? You might help that person who might be going through, that person who might be saying, you know what? I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm ready to call it quits. Your testimony can help someone else that might be going through. It's all a part of God's plan. It's all a part of God's plan. But you know, you've got to be willing to endure the process of healing and change. I'm not saying I've gone through it, but I've finished going through that. But guess what? I'm going through that process. Yeah, Tanya. I love you too. Yeah. Be willing to endure the process of healing. Of changing. Guess what? When it happens, don't start freaking out. Don't start freaking out, but embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. Be willing to endure. Sometimes we're praying for change, change, change. When change comes, we're saying, Lord, what are you doing? Why is this happening to me? Endure the change. Endure the process of healing and change. Guess what? You're not in this thing by yourself. You are never forsaken. You are never forsaken. Because God is with you. God lives within you. So don't emphasize those negative thoughts, that negativity. Be willing to allow God's love and God's light to permeate your being from within. I want to tell you this. This is your process. Now, first of all, guys, listen, I'm preaching to myself, okay? I know this message is for me. But I'm sharing it with you. This is your process. This process of change, this process of healing is your process. Your process is your process. My process is my process. While they might be similar, they might be different. But this is your process. And I want to encourage you to get what God wants you to get in this season in your life. God will meet you there. You might have been saying, Lord, I need to feel your presence. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And this is your season. Focus on God. Focus on your healing. And sometimes you're going to be on this road alone. And guess what? It is okay. But when you need that extra encouragement, guess what? God will have a ram in the bush. He will have someone who come through and will help you right when you need that help. Isn't that right, Tanya? Tanya, if you're still here, isn't that right? Isn't that right? You know, this is your process. This is your process. So tonight, guys, I'm encouraging you to trust the process. I'm encouraging you to take some time by yourself. In fact, I'm not going to even go the full hour tonight. When I'm finished, the next 10 minutes or so, I just want to encourage you guys to put some music on. Spend some private time and pray. Meditate on God's word. Meditate on his goodness. And if you feel that you are forsaken, if you're by yourself, I just want to encourage you tonight again that God cares. God forgives. God heals. And this last one I'm going to say tonight, God blesses. God blesses. And he will. Tanya says, oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, here you go. Tanya says, some of our deepest healing happens during periods of solitude. Yes. Yes, yes, Tanya, yes. And going within. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. I feel that, Tanya. Yes. I'm going to read that again. Tanya wrote this. This is one of my sisters right here. Some of our deepest healing happens during periods of solitude. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I know you do, Tanya. I know you do. Don't get me started in here tonight. I'm not going to come in here and start crying. But, you know, for real, that's true. That's so, so true. You know, I had the opportunity to spend some time on my travels recently, and I love water. I love water. So I had some time to sit there, and I feel you, Tanya. I feel you, okay? I feel you, for real. And I tell you this. I had the opportunity to really spend some time and meditate in. It was amazing, whether it's for a little while or whether it's for a short period of time. You know, so when I came back from the trip, I understood a little bit more about myself. You know, I'm never forsaken because God cares, God loves, God forgives, God heals, and God blesses. But it doesn't just stop there. You know, each second you experience life is a blessing. Each second you live, you experience life is a blessing. You know, eventually we're all going to have to make that cross over ourselves, like our loved ones. But until then, live your life. Your life is a blessing. And it's very, very important as far as connections. You know, I praise God that God brings people who I need right at the right time. So I understand now what family means. I understand it. I understand it. Each second you experience life is a blessing. Be grateful. Your heart tells the story. Your heart tells the story. Being thankful for what you have makes a difference in how you deal with life. I know I'm not forsaken because I can see that God has blessed me. I've experienced life's highs. I experienced life's lows. I experienced all these different things. And I'm just grateful for each one, each experience, regardless of how negative, because it's helped me to become who I am today. But guess what? Your heart tells your story. What you say, how you live, all that stuff tells a story. Be grateful. You know, one of the things I've learned, guys, from is just being grateful, really. You know, because what we think and we were complaining about, someone else is wishing that they had what you have. Sometimes, you know, God's blessed us with some gifts and we're saying, God, I didn't want that gift. I wanted that person's gift. No, but you have the gift that God has given you. And those gifts are for a reason. Those gifts are for a reason. You're never forsaken. And if you walk in humility, guess what? God will bless you. If you walk in humility, God will keep you. If you walk in humility, guess what? God will show you. He will show up every time. But what you go through happens for a reason. It happens for a reason. You know, I'm going to look at this message. Oh, man. Okay, here it is. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth, Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Be grateful. Your heart tells your story. And the story that you tell is going to come out of your mouth. You know, God blesses. Be a blessing. Be grateful for what God has given you. And even in the midst of your transformation, what you're going through and your pain that you've experienced, guess what? Be grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me even in the midst of what I'm going through emotionally, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, socially. Yes. Hey, how you doing, friend? God bless you, too. God bless you on IG. Yes, God is so good. Yes, he is, isn't he? God is so good. God is so good. You know, and bless his holy name. Bless him. Bless your creator. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for life. Some things we don't understand right now, but we will understand when we get on the other side. But for right now, we are here to be a blessing. You are here to be a blessing. And listen to this. You're not alone. You're never forsaken. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're experiencing. Guess what? You are never forsaken. And when you take that into consideration, you're going to keep pressing forward to see what the end is going to be. You're going to keep on pressing forward. You know, you never know the lives that you've touched. When you feel like you want to give up, when you feel like, you know, Lord, I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to give up. Listen, let me tell you this. Keep going. Keep going today. Keep doing what God has called you to do. And it's not about what this person thinks, about that person thinks, about are you doing what God has called you to do? Are you spreading love? Are you spreading hope? Are you spreading joy? You know, my sister says this. Grief purifies the heart unlike no other emotion. It is the Holy Spirit's fire of inner transformation. So surrender and welcome it. is the Holy Spirit. Oh, right. Thank you, sister. Thank you. I tell you, God will bring people right at the right time. You're never forsaken. So I'm encouraged today because God cares, God loves, God forgives, God heals, God blesses. You're never forsaken. So when you feel like you're by yourself, I just want to encourage you today to know that you are not alone in this thing called life. You are not alone in this thing called life. You are not alone. You know, and I thank God for this season in my life. Thank God for the season in my life. You know, I thank God for you guys. I thank God for you guys who come through to support those who've been praying for me, those who have been praying, and those who have, you know, who have spoken and given a word of wisdom. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Guess what? I need you. You need me. We need each other. We need each other. And I'm so grateful and thankful. Now, we've got work to do, right? We've got work to do. So remember that you're never forsaken. Let's go ahead and do what God has called you to do. Go ahead and walk in your transformation. Go ahead and allow yourself to heal. And I'm allowing that to happen. I'm allowing that to happen in my life. And I praise God for that. I praise God for that. You know, and so guys, listen, I just want to encourage you guys to take some minutes. If you get a chance, those who come through, I appreciate you guys for coming through. Please share this message on your pages. God bless you. I love you guys. Continue to pray for me and for my ministry. I'm excited about what God is doing and what God is going to do. You know, and I praise God for that. And I praise God for you guys. I'm going to read what my sister is saying right here. It is painful in the moment, but it's amazing how open-hearted and centered in love you are. You come out on the other side. And that's so true, Greg. We have so much love and support from the other side. We are truly never alone. And I believe that. I definitely believe that. I am not going to sit up here and start crying, but I do believe that. And it's okay. It's good. It is good. Let me tell you this. I told someone, I said, I'm good. I said, I am good. And, you know, and life is about changes. Life is about learning. Life is about growing. We don't stop growing. We don't stop existing or living. And I praise God for it. Tears out loud. Oh, I love you so much, Tanya. I love you so much. You know. You know, but listen to this. And I'm in the best place. Look, any foolishness going on, coming my way in this season, like, nah, you're not even getting any attention, airtime. You're not even getting any attention. I'm moving forward and, you know, and just keep going on. And you know, so I praise God. I praise God. And I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so very much. And I appreciate lifelong friends and sister, Tanya. Some of my family members and friends who come through who might be quiet, not saying much tonight. I appreciate you guys for coming through. And those who do come through, I appreciate that. You know, some of you guys have said, you know, I come through and I see you. I just don't say anything, but I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. I just want to say God bless you. I want to say have a good night. You know, and I just want to say I really, 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 really do appreciate you guys and love you guys, you know. And listen, please share this on your pages. And guys, just give thanks. You're never forsaken. You're not by yourself. God loves and cares for you. God forgives. God heals. God blesses. Never forsaken. Go and live and do what God has called you to do and make a difference. All right? God bless you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys this coming Thursday. Have a lot going on, so I'll let you guys know about Thursday, but definitely next Tuesday, but possibly this Thursday as well. But I just want to say God bless you and thank you guys and be encouraged. You're never forsaken. I'm never forsaken. Don't forget that. God bless.